Thanks for calling Toyota. This is Jan.
I just adopted a new best friend, and I'm looking for a Toyota so we can make the most out of summer.
With a new RAV4, you can take your pup for a drive up the coast. You can take a Prius to the park, or you can take a Tundra to kayak at a remote lake.
One problem, Jan.
Oh?
My new best friend's a cat.
Your summer starts here, but it all ends June 3rd. Toyota, let's go places. Dealer inventory may vary. See your participating Toyota dealer for details.
Visit your Front Range Toyota stores today. Toyota, let's go places.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Welcome into the DNVR Rockies podcast brought to you by DraftKings Sportsbook, where right now code DNVR is going to give you some special offers like how you can turn a simple $5 bet into $150 in free bets instantaneously. That's when you use code DNVR at DraftKings Sportsbook. We are your hosts of DNVR Rockies post-game podcast, Patrick Lyons.
And I'm Susie Hunter. This is not going the way we want it to go. This has not been a fun series so far.
It has not. Rockies lose on Wednesday night 7-3. They've now given up 25 runs in this series. They've lost three in a row. They dropped to 10-8 on the season. They're still above 500. They are about to go back to Coors Field. But they will lose a series here now for the first time in five series. So it was bound to happen at some point.
It was bound to happen. I will add the Dodgers have already lost two series, one to us. They lost a series to the Diamondbacks. So if we can be happy about one thing, we can be happy about that, right?
Diamondbacks won today on two hits. Fifth time in team history they've ever won a game on two hits. Rockies won a game the other day on three hits. And today the bats broke out. We can say that Rockies did come away only with three runs, but they did have 12 hits. So, you know, there are a lot of guys left on base. They were 2-for-10 with runners in scoring position. But one man came through in a very, very major way. Got to give it up to him, Mr. Jose Iglesias. He is our DraftKings Sportsbook king of the game. Hats off to him. Crowns off to him for his excellent 4-for-4 performance. He scored a run, and as you can see here on our graphic, this is why you need to be subscribed to our YouTube channel, where we now have over 20,000 followers. Thank you for all of you who have helped comprise this fantastic number and this milestone that we've reached. But you can actually see him wearing this wonderful crown, and you know, with this great graphic we have, this is his second four-hit game of the year. He's only played in purple 14 times. Already has two in his very young career. Jose Iglesias, crowns off to you, our DraftKings Sportsbook king of the game.
Congratulations, Jose. Very happy to see it. He deserves it. But yeah, love a four-hit game for him. It's a shame it did not win it for us.
Yeah, he did it earlier in the season in the ninth spot in the lineup. That was like only the third time that had ever happened. He does it today, batting eighth, and looked it up super quick. Check the statistics on it, and not a lot of guys, I mean, a decent amount. 42 players have had a four-hit game three times in their career. So, essentially, Jose Iglesias tied for 43rd with a bunch of other people. But you think in the grand scheme of things, all the players who've come through Colorado at Coors Field and have had, you know, some great games with some bloopers dropping in here and there, benefiting from altitude, Jose Iglesias is already, you know, creeping up the list. CJ Cron has two in his career. You would have thought he would have had more last year, but no, he's got the same as Iglesias. So, you know, he's played really well overall. He's batting over 300 now.
That's impressive. Yeah, his average went up today, didn't it?
Yeah, 340. That's that's pretty good. He's getting them in bunches. That definitely seems to be the trend for him. He's
batching them. He's like meal prepping his hits.
Yeah, there you go. That could work. What were your thoughts on we talked about the offense there briefly. We'll get into that a little bit further, but usually it seems like the conversation always needs to be about the starting pitching. And for the Rockies, we know that's their strength. That's, you know, what's going to win them the most ball games. Offense just has to be good enough to win these games. But we saw Ryan Feltner for the first time this year, third time in his career. What was your take on his performance tonight, Susie?
So, yeah, that first inning made me really nervous, that 36-pitch first inning. And then that fifth inning that he pitched was 7 pitches. So it was, you know, an emotional roller coaster. But things definitely got better as the day went on. But 5 innings pitched, 7 hits, 4 runs, 4 earned runs, 2 walks, 7 strikeouts. I like that part.
That was super important. Yeah, third time through the order, as you mentioned, in the fifth inning. Only throws 7 pitches, gets a double play too. You like to see that. That was the only one of the day. Jose Iglesias was on that. That contributed to his king of the game. But
yes,
third time through the order, that's usually a point in which some teams, analytically driven or otherwise, say, you know what, the other team, you've been exposed to them. They're a little bit more comfortable in the box. They've seen some of your pitches. And third time through the order, strikes out Bryce Harper. I think that was on 3 pitches as well. So Feltner looked really good. And I liked that. As you pointed out, first inning was really rough, not necessarily all his is doing, but nevertheless bounces back and is able to get himself a really good start. 5 innings and 4 earned runs isn't a quality start, but I would say it's fairly close to that.
Yeah. Good for him. Yeah.
Yeah, we heard a lot about it, and especially if you listen to yesterday's podcast with Drew Goodman, he touched 100 miles an hour in spring training, so the velocity has definitely ticked up. We did see him top out at 96 miles per hour on one pitch there in the third inning. So, you know, again, that's a nice thing. He's still developing a little bit. We forget that, you know, he was only drafted in 2018, 4th round pick from the Ohio State University.
Yes. Good catch with the V.
Yeah, he was.
They'll come after you if you don't say it.
The. And then Miami University is the U. Are there other ones out there? Probably not for baseball quite as much, but
there's the Susie Hunter.
Yes. The University of Susie Hunter.
Yes.
There you go. Yeah, no, I thought it was, you know, really a good performance by Feltner overall and a whole package. Again, we talked about 25 runs this series that the Phillies have scored. So keeping them to only 4 runs through the first 5 innings. Hey, you know what? That's not a recipe to win every time, but that's certainly, you know, you could win a lot of games doing that consistently. I did notice in the game notes, which is something that kind of went right over my head, is the fact that Feltner made his debut last year, and yet he had never even gone to a major league spring training. So he made his debut before he went to a big league camp, which I thought was pretty interesting.
Yeah, and he also made his debut before making a Triple A start.
That's right. Yeah, I think yesterday I'd mentioned that I thought it was Eddie Butler, and maybe that's true, maybe not. But it was actually Chad Bettis was the last guy in 2013. So we're almost going back a decade where a pitcher went from Double A and bypassed over Triple A in the middle of a season. We know Senzatella did it in 2016 on your Hartford Yard Ghost. There you go.
Hartford Yard Ghost.
That's it. The Ohio State University, the U, talking about Miami, and Susie's Hartford Yard Goats.
Yes. Thank you.
Hartford Yard Goats.
The Hartford Yard Goats. Bless them.
Yeah, so Bettis was that last guy that made that big jump. So, you know, hats off to Feltner. And again, a difficult start. It was a little bit damp there. It was a little bit, not muggy, but just moist. And the weather's kind of definitely taking a turn for worse. It's spring in the Northeast. What do you expect?
Yeah, it sounded like the weather was awful. All I heard from everyone there was just like, it's windy. There's trash blowing all over the field. It's humid. This is terrible. It's freezing. So it just sounds like was not a good time for anyone out there.
Yeah, I think the wind actually knocked out a CJ Chrome fly ball out of the air. That's usually where fly balls go. So that was a disappointment where off the bat you thought maybe Crone had got himself another one there. But, you know, that played a little bit of a factor. There were a couple moments in there with the defense where, you know, balls did some strange things in general. But, yeah, it would have been nice to see Crone to get two home runs. He does get number seven there off Ranger Suarez in the sixth inning. You know, gave you some hope a little bit. But the offense did try to make a go at it in that third inning. Rockies are down 2-0. That's another thing, too, that rough first inning. It only produced one run for the Phillies. So it's 2-0, top of the third. And the offense starts to get going just a little bit. They're able to get two runs across the board. And then, unfortunately, Feltner gives up two more runs after that. The bullpen is back to being something else. It's not the bullpen that we were familiarized with. That was not the first impression that we got. We're getting a Hyde right now. Dr. Jekyll's the good guy. He's the doctor.
Oh, right. Okay. There you go. I was like, where's
does Hyde have a first name? I don't know if Hyde has a first name.
I don't know either. Yeah, I'm not the encyclopedia, Pete. So you gotta look inside yourself or in Google.
Dr. Jekyll.
But yeah, this is the Hyde. We got so spoiled with a good bullpen at the start of this season, and now maybe not so much.
No. In fact, I think at some point. It didn't start on the road. I think it started in that final series against the Phillies, where you began to see, you know, some chinks in the armor a little bit start to happen, where the bullpen took a turn for the worse. We thought they were the greatest thing since sliced tasty cakes. But since April 15th, the pen going into tonight, so that's not including the six runs they still ended up giving up tonight. They had allowed runs in 11 consecutive games. So now we're at 12 coming into tonight. They had a 7.26 ERA. And again, coming into Wednesday's game, it's gone up a little bit more. But overall, their team ERA out of the bullpen, 4.61, ranked last in the majors. And again, that's after being nearly unhittable. There was a point where we were counting it on one hand, how many runs. We could keep track of all of them. And now they're coming in by the drove.
You know, just a few days ago, the Phillies had the worst bullpen in MLB. So it's just funny how quickly things change.
Yeah, it's definitely bounced back like that. What's also fun and funny is any of your times that you come down to the corner of the Colfax in New York at the DNVR bar, especially when we got watch parties. It's going down right now as we speak. If you're listening to this as a podcast, of course, you probably saw highlights all last night, or you're reading them and seeing them this morning. But we got a Nuggets watch party going on down at the DNVR bar. If you're a member, you get a member-sized beer. It's a little bit bigger. It's actually a lot bit bigger. And you get that every single time with your membership. You get extra raffle tickets at these watch parties where you can win some free gear. An annual membership actually gets you a free shirt to dnvrlocker.com. And look, if you're really just wanting to go on a bit of a test drive, guess what? Only 50 cents for your first month at thednvr.com, where you can get articles on all the major sports here in the Denver area, not to mention Rapids, rugby, and golf. Golf season is coming up. We already just announced a big outing that we got coming up at the end of May. Maybe it'll be May 20th. That sounds right. It feels right, too.
It feels right. All we know is it's when the Mets are in town, because this is how we measure time, is by what series is happening.
Precisely that. Yeah. And what also feels right for me is Athletic Greens. It makes me have very good gut health. You know, you get those moments where you know you got to eat something because your stomach's a little upset, or you had too much coffee, or you didn't eat enough, or you ate something that was just a little bit off, you know, too much, whatever it is. Well, Athletic Greens is going to help out with that. It's a great way to start your day. It's how I start my day. One scoop allows my body to absorb 75 high quality vitamins, whole food sourced superfoods, probiotics, minerals, adaptogens that get me feeling clear and gives me a lot of mental clarity long before my first cup of coffee. And right now, Athletic Greens is trying to help take care of you. Since you listen to this podcast, we want to help you. They want to help you as well. Right now, you can get a free one-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and five free travel packs with your first purchase. All you got to do is visit athleticgreens.com/ROC. That's the first three letters in Rockies. Again, that's athleticgreens.com DoctorsRx.com/ROC to take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance. Now's kind of that 5K season. People are thinking about getting even more in shape, right? Maybe you did it at the beginning of the year. Maybe you didn't, but now you want to do it. As the weather is getting warmer, Athletic Greens is really going to help out with that. And to help out with Nuggets, Avs, Rockies, Rapids, CSU Rams, Denver Pioneers, all that and more, it's Avoca TV. Go to avoca.tv/DNVR and you can actually watch all your favorite Denver teams right from the comfort of your own home. Yes, Nuggets and Avs included. That's right. They also have AT&T Sportsnet, so you're going to get the Rockies games as well. It's just $25 per month plus the cost of a receiver. Your price gets locked in for 2 years, and you never have to worry again with Avoca TV. Big, big deal to finally be able to watch Nuggets and Avalanche in your own home. And one more thing, $10 off your first 3 months with code DNVR. So on top of going to avoca.tv/DNVR, also use code DNVR. So now it's only $15 per month to start. Let's start with the offense, even though we've already started talking about the starting pitching. Let's start with starting pitching. Wait, we did that. Tell us a little bit about the offense. We know what Jose Iglesias did. A couple guys got some hits tonight. A lot of guys got some hits tonight, didn't they?
Everyone had a hit except Daza and Trejo. So, like, everyone was hitting. So that's a good thing.
Yeah, and those two guys ended up reaching base with a walk. So everyone got on base, which is nice mm-hmm. to see. Elias Diaz had a double there against starter Ranger Suarez. We know CJ Cron had a solo homer. Grichuk and Diaz both had a two-hit night. And the Connor Joe streak started again. We're at one game. We might
yeah, and the Grichuk streak started again, too. But
there you go.
You know, Connor That's Joe's right. was longer before, so I think we were more emotionally attached to that. But yes, the second he hit, I was like, yes, we're starting a new streak. Let's go with the Joe flow. I'm excited. A little happy moment there. We did have a nice little seventh inning rally with runners on first and second, but story of our lives, nothing came of it.
Yeah, that was similar to the eighth inning where the bases were loaded. And again, the bats just couldn't come through. They left a lot of guys on base, 8-2-10 with runners in scoring position. You know, the Phillies weren't much better, right? They were 1-8. Mm-hmm. They left 7 guys on base, but they also came through in some of those big spots. One thing that we did end up seeing is the first stolen base against Elias Diaz. Wrote an article earlier this week kind of touting not just his great defensive play and not having allowed a stolen base. In fact, both catchers, him and Nunez, hadn't given up a stolen base up until Saturday with Willie Castro's steal there on Saturday. But 2 tonight for Elias Diaz. And again, the article goes into just how healthy both Diaz and Nunez have been. I mean, we saw it last night. Nunez, there was a play at the plate, really good throw from Connor Joe that came in. Nunez couldn't pick it up to make the tag, probably would have been out. He got thrown around, took a little hand to the face, knocked him down, stayed in the game. Catcher is a very hard position. There's a reason why they call the equipment that catchers wear the tools of ignorance, because you got to be crazy almost to play that position for both those guys to have been healthy all year last year and to continue to be healthy despite the fact they are banged up. You know what? Hats off and helmets and face masks off to those gentlemen.
That was good. That was good. You know who we did miss today, though? We missed Rogers and Bryant. Both of them are having back issues, and that is weird.
Yeah, hopefully neither of them need bacchiotomies. That would not be good.
Bacchiotomies.
I think Rogers, the word on the street was that it had something to do with his hotel bed. I'm not gonna say he slept wrong. It was more like the bed's a bad sleeper. I'm not sure how you pin that down exactly, but that's a bummer to see. In back-to-back days, two guys get scratched, and Bryant now here missing his second game in a row. Not sure if they were available to pinch hit in, you know, one spot, but you'd rather those guys be able to get the rest. And you know what? Those spots didn't come up in the game.
Yeah.
You know, when you're, you know, down the way the Rockies were here today, late in the game, you know, maybe there was a spot in there at some point, but again, at the end of the day, it's a marathon, it's a slog, and if you don't believe in the depth down in the upper levels of the minor leagues, it's not just that easy to say, well, we tried something, it worked, or it didn't work, somebody's on the IL, now we got to make a call up from the minor leagues. Well, those options aren't quite as good as the big league roster, so we hope a speedy recovery from both of those guys. And yeah, Charlie Blackmon has looked really good. I want to talk about him. I've been excited about his play. You know, he started off not so hot, 3-for-23 with no homers in his first five games. Has been pretty hot since then.
Yeah. So he, he's gone 13-for-34 with four home runs, eight RBI in his last 10 games. And also he just plays well. He plays well in Philly. He hits well in Philly. So at least someone's crushing it in Philly.
Yeah, Cheesesteak Blackmon. That's the man.
Cheesesteak Blackmon. I was like, what are you talking about? And I saw you tweet that yesterday, and I was just like, excuse me.
Well, if you were watching the AT&T Sportsnet broadcast, they were talking about, and I'd heard this before, had forgotten it. We'll have to see if we can get a little intel. And again, if you are subscribed to the DNVR.com, we might slip this information in the members-only Discord. It's one of the perks where we will offer a little couple extra bonus things maybe we can't necessarily say on the air. But in Philadelphia, they've got basically a cheesesteak competition that's been going for some time. Who can eat the most in one game or before one game? Apparently the record is 10 and a half cheesesteaks. It was by a backup catcher. We know that much. That's all we know. We also know that the record for a four-game series is 24 cheesesteaks. So that's six cheesesteaks per day over the course of 4 days. And keep in mind, you usually have a getaway day. So that's a breakfast cheesesteak we're talking about. So now it's more like seven for the first 3 days. And then, just five for lunch. That's absurd. Yeah.
I mean, as a person from Philly, I have absolutely eaten cheesesteaks for breakfast. So like I vouch for it as being a good breakfast food, but you got to think that, that's gotta be part of the strategy in the visitor clubhouse. Hey, let's like stuff these guys with as many cheesesteaks as possible to slow them down. And I think that that's gotta be part of their strategy. Has to.
No judgment for a cheesesteak breakfast. It's quite all right. When I was in Vegas, I ate some cold Giordano's pizza and I was like, this is kind of like a Danish. You got to do what you got to do sometimes. But I like that point that you made because that's what I thought of is that somebody, and again, it could have happened totally organically, but someone probably was smart enough to go, actually, you know what? If we put up like a leaderboard, whether it's for the season, you're going to have two. You're going to have one for the season, and then you're going to have one all-time. Because the all-time records, people are like, I'm not even going to bother trying. But hey, if we've got, even a first-half record, whatever it is, whoever thought of that concept, it was kind of genius to say, let's get these guys to eat more than they want, or at least one guy, a couple guys, someone down in the bullpen, whatever it may be, just to keep them off their game. Now, in the Rockies visiting clubhouse, if you've ever been in there, there is on the wall, it says, Coors Field, 5,280 feet, good. I forget exactly what it said. I just lost it. But it's basically, the air's a little bit thinner up here. And I like that to get in their heads of like, just so you know, this is really up there. You can reach out. If you're in the upper deck, you might even be able to touch the sun. That's how high we are here in Colorado. You got to play those head games if you can do it, right?
I like that. Yeah, that's good. Head game. I'm all about head games. But if there's one thing I do want to try, though, I hear from a lot of people that the Phillies visiting clubhouse has the best cheesesteaks in Philly. And then like all the others are also good. But,
Scott Oberg, who lives in that area now, he does attest that they're actually pretty, pretty good.
Well, that's right.
Here's something that maybe you can get into someone's head. It's not as obscure or it's not as off the wall as Kyle Freeland's day of 52 and a half facts you probably didn't want to know. You may want to know this. You don't need to know it. But I go, here's a thought. Bud Black, he was in the big leagues for a while. I wonder how well he did against Joe Girardi. I figured there was some overlap. There was actually a little bit more than I had anticipated. 17 matchups between those two gentlemen. And Joe Girardi, only 2-for-16, 125 batting average. I think he had a couple RBI, but walked once, struck out once, so put the ball in play. But Bud Black owns Joe Girardi. I'm curious when they exchange lineup cards, if something like that's ever mentioned.
We need to ask him because we know Buddy always gets a kick out of stuff like that. Yes. And he'll probably tell a great story on a tangent. So I definitely want to ask him that next time we see him.
Yes, I looked real quick, and this will be a teaser. We won't go down that rabbit hole. But Don Mattingly has the most plate appearances against Bud Black of any active manager. It's 40, and we'll leave it at that. We'll break that down. We'll do an hour on that when they play Miami. But until then, let's focus on the Rockies, or at least maybe some former Rockies players. Actually, I do want to mention one thing. I don't know if you heard this. This was on KOA. Jack Corrigan mentioned it, which I thought was interesting because it is a nod to Colorado pitchers here. Tuesday night, Zach Eflin, we know, really good command. He fills up the strike zone, had only one walk. It was his 28th consecutive start of two or less walks. Only the third player in Phillies history to do that. He joins Hall of Famers Robin Roberts and Arvada West's own Roy Halladay. So I love
that. Yes, one of my favorite Phillies of all time.
Yeah, I don't know if I ever mentioned on the pod, when I was a substitute teacher when I first moved to Colorado and I was working on getting my teaching certificate and teaching license to come over, one of the first places I went was Arvada West. And as I walked into the gym, I saw a Phillies jersey, a Blue Jays jersey. I was like, what? I didn't know at that time, a decade ago, Roy Halladay was from Colorado. I was like, what? And I flipped out. Like at lunch, I called my dad. I was like, you'll never guess where I'm at. Like, I just thought it was the coolest thing. It's still really cool, but I just think that's really neat. That was exciting when I found that out.
I just can't believe there was a baseball fact that you didn't know at one point in your life.
That was the one.
I can't believe that.
That was the one. Once I got that piece of information, DNVR was knocking on my door. They go, all right, you've gained the final stone. That was the final stone I needed in my baseball infinity gauntlet. I've never seen that movie though, folks, but I do know the reference. Susie, what have you got on Nolan Arenado? What is going on with that young man?
Nolan Arenado does not play well with others, and he got himself into another tussle today. And if you follow baseball, if you're on social media, you absolutely saw it. But yeah, it's been a little bit of a plug fest between the Mets and the Cardinals. The Mets have been hit by pitches 19 times this season already.
Wow, that's like once a game. That's like about once a game. That's crazy.
Yeah, like that's insane. But yeah, it was real messy. And today, someone went up and in at Nolan, and the bench is cleared. It was a big old brawl. It was a whole mess. So it was just absolute chaos in St. Louis today.
And you got to be following our social media accounts because we were kind of all over that.
We were all over it.
Yeah, I said, there's been a lot of balls up and in. Who's going to wear one? Pujols, maybe. Maybe Pujols is the guy. Could be Paul Goldschmidt. And if it's even anywhere in the ballpark near Nolan Arenado, it's going to be spicy, as he would say. It would have been really spicy. So I watched that first inning when he came up, but it was a 0-0 game. I think Goldschmidt even reached base ahead of Arenado, so they weren't going to plunk him. But the game, it didn't get out of hand, but it was enough for, I believe it was Yoan Lopez, who, former Diamondbacks reliever, went up and in. And I liked the whole break. Did you have a favorite moment of, because it wasn't a brawl, right? No punches were thrown.
It was just some shoving, some pulling.
It was benches clearing. It was a brouhaha. I think that's a good way of, did you have a favorite moment or favorite clip from that? The breakdown of it. We haven't got an official John Boy breakdown, but there's just those little details.
I can't wait. I'm sure by the time we finish this podcast, it'll be up. I mean, that's what the John Boy brand was built on. But I absolutely loved Pete Alonso getting just like pulled to the ground by Stubby Clapp.
Yes.
Pulling him down. I loved that, especially because Alonso talked a lot of talk after that game, for sure. But yeah, it was just wild. What were your favorite moments?
I loved, and I again tweeted out about this, the whatever the reliever was that jumped over like a 6 foot high fence. Right, there was a camera like right there at the foul pole that showed him jumping over it, and he looked like Benny the Jet trying to get away from the beast. Like, he was the first one out because he didn't go for the door. He just jumped right over, and I was like, all right, this guy, he's down. He's down for the brawl. I did like Nolan, you know, the umpire put his hand on him. He didn't like that. And then Thomas Nito tried to kind of put his hand on him, and Nolan just kind of, he did like a little sidestep, and boom, Nito was just gone in any other dugout. You know, it was, again, kind of much ado about nothing. Like we said, no punches thrown, but that's Nolan Arenado.
It was a show for sure.
Did you see, I don't know if you saw, but what Buck Showalter had said, because they were like, oh, you know, do you think Arenado overreacted?
Oh, I did. Yeah. And he was like, you know, oh, what did he say? He said, I'll let them handle their own players. I know our guy got hit in the head and went to first base. So, I mean, you know, he was right. More Mets actually got hit. So
it was very sly. I was like, hey, no, I can't talk about. And if you watch the video, it's like so impressive because he's like, no, I can't talk about those players. But then immediately, very sly, like you said, it's like one of our guys, you know, got hit in the head and still went to first. Huh? Looks around the room. Right, guys. Right. You know what I'm saying, though?
Just some Showalter shade over here.
Oof. Definitely. Definitely. Yeah. Buck Showalter. It definitely was.
Oh, yes.
That was.
Hopefully
that
when these two teams get back together, we can use all this excellent material that we've come up with.
Did they play in New York already? I hope not.
No, they're going to. I forget when, but they will.
I'm thinking of the Nationals because Nationals and Mets had a little beanball fest. But that's how you want it. You want it to start in St. Louis and then bring it to New York, and hopefully the fans will behave. We may need to put netting up all around some of these ballparks in New York.
And if it has fans.
It may have to be a chain link fence. Around it's gonna look like a scene out of Blues Brothers, you know, basically when they're singing the Rawhide theme. Like it could get wild, so you gotta protect the players if you need to, and if you gotta protect your taste buds and you need something else that's smooth, you know that Breckenridge Brewery's Good Company Hard Seltzer is the official seltzy of DNVR. But again, gotta show plenty of love this winter to their Avalanche Ale. It's an amber that blends pale chocolate and caramel malts in a well-rounded, flavorful beer. It's well known as the Garrett Hampson of beers, right? It's crafted for balance, so it's a versatile, satisfying, anytime beer. That's Breckenridge Brewery's Avalanche Ale. And you know what? After you're at the DNVR bar, hopefully you've already prepared ahead of time so you can sleep really, really well and not have to worry about getting knocked out from powerful drugs that will leave you in a fog. No, hopefully you've already planned ahead and you've gotten some Wana Optimals fast asleep gummies, probably from Lightshade, Colorado's premier dispensary, because that's the solution to sleeping well, especially in a quick time, 5 to 15 minutes. That's all it really is going to take. We're just talking 10 milligrams of CBD and a hint of THC that's going to get the job done for you with Wana Optimals fast asleep gummies. And right now you can actually order your very own at lightshade.com. And on top of that, get 25% off when you use code DNVR. Use code DNVR at any of Lightshade's 11 Denver metro area locations. All right, Susie, I think it's time for us to have a little bit of fun. We've already been having fun, but
I mean,
in a different
way. We
have
nonstop fun.
In a different way. When the Rockies are on a 3-game losing skid here and their precious road record, which looked so good for the first part of April, we need to cheer up a little bit. So I think you've got something in store for everybody, don't you?
I do. It's our favorite game called Say What, where I am going to give you quotes from the baseball world. Maybe they're from the Rockies. Maybe they're from the Yard Goats, or maybe they're from all across our baseball universe. But
and people, if you're watching right now, leave something, you know, in the private chat that we got going, or our public chat on YouTube. Go in and do this. If you're watching this later, if right now you're listening to this as a podcast and you're like, I want to do this, I want to join in, I want to get credit because I do a fair amount of reading or listening to other shows. So I'm good at sussing this stuff out. You can still go in and leave in those comments. It'll have a timestamp for you. We can still give you credit for that. So let's see how I do compared to you. I don't know. We'll see. I can't consume everything.
But all right. All right. You can't consume everything, but I sure can. All right. Quote number one. I was like, Nate, if you hit one home run, I'll wear your jeans at batting practice. Patrick, who said it?
Okay, so there's not a baseball player right now named Nate, but I did vaguely overhear this. And so Nate is a nickname for Nathaniel. I believe it was Nathaniel. Is it Low or Lau? No, Brandon is Brandon Lau. Nathaniel is Nathaniel Low.
Yeah,
so
okay.
One of his teammates with Texas. I just can't remember who it was. Somebody that might be a little bit bigger than Nathaniel Low, because I heard that those jeans were very tight on this guy when he was taking BP. Oh, shoot. I guess I'll go with a more veteran guy, and I'll take Cole Calhoun. I don't think that's right, though.
No, you know that's not right. All right, let's show him the answer. It's Brad Miller. So on Friday, Nathaniel Lowe was wearing his jeans and spikes together in the clubhouse before the game. And Miller said to Lowe, like, Lowe said to Miller, if I hit three home runs, you have to wear my jeans. He's like, no. If you hit one home run, I will wear your jeans. And it happened, and it was fun. It was a great win for the Rangers. But Brad Miller, what I love about him is he's so great about doing weird things that rally the team. So, like, Phillies fans know this. In Philly, he's known as Bamboo Brad because the Phillies were in a slump. He went to Chinatown, bought a bamboo plant, brought it into the clubhouse, and they were all taking care of it. And then next thing you know, they are rallying. So hats off to Brad Miller, jeans on to Brad Miller. I just get such a kick out of this.
I was going to go jeans off, but yeah, jeans on. Jeans
on. Keep your jeans on. Keep your jeans on. This is a family show.
Wow, that's taking BP in jeans. Wow, that's interesting.
And they look snug.
I wonder if this will start a trend. We'll see. Again, that's why we get down to the ballpark at, like, 2 p.m. For a 6:40 game. I'm going to be looking around. I'm going to be keeping my eye on some things, especially after one of the Rockies hit a home run. I'm going to be looking for jewelry. Is somebody going to be wearing something? Mm-hmm. We'll have to monitor that at Coors Field to see if that trend picks up in and around.
Yeah. And I think the Rangers are coming to town at some point, but Brad Miller did hint at maybe more guys will be wearing those jeans. Like, it's a sisterhood of the traveling pants kind of situation.
The brotherhood. Of the one home run game pants.
Yes, exactly.
I like that. Okay.
All right. Let's move on to the next one. Shall we? Ba-da. MLB doesn't give a damn about it. They don't care. We've told them our problems with them, and they don't care. Patrick, who said it?
Okay, so they don't give a damn about it. Interesting. Well, that there's been a lot of conversation. I feel like there's been two things there's been a lot of conversation about in baseball. One is the pace of play. That's more in the minor leagues. We'll probably get to that on Thursday's post-game show. Got a guest lined up. We'll see if that happens. But there's another conversation about the baseballs, partially about the ball flying a lot further. MLB manufactures them. Pitchers have had a hard time gripping the ball. That's been an issue. We talked about the Mets leading all of baseball with 19 hit by pitches, not hit spot. Hits by pitch. No, it's hit by pitches. That would be the plural
of
that.
Or is it hits by pitches? Because they're hits and they're pitches. Anyway, I digress.
Actually, I like that. It could be.
I think hits by pitches. I was actually thinking about this today.
H's BP's?
H's BP's, yes.
H's BP's. Also, hey, the Rockies are third in H's BP's, which is crazy. They've been plunked 11 times. And you pointed this out. Pirates haven't been hit once. They can't get a hit of any kind.
They can't get any hits.
that's absurd. So last night was when it all went down. Mets, Cards. I think the Mets were a little bit more upset. I know Chris Bassett was the starter in that game. And yes, I did hear him make those comments. So I'm going to go with 2021 Oakland A's All-Star, who said to me that on the record, I think it was officially on the record, the key to combating altitude is to drink less beer and more water. Chris Bassett.
Yes, there you go. That is also just some common sense right there. But yes, Chris Bassett of the New York Mets said it. Good job, Patrick. You are paying attention to a very big story. But yeah, that was a very juicy, juicy quote.
It was.
From Chris Bassett about the bad balls in the MLB.
Yeah, not too happy about it. Again, MLB manufactures them, so they should be able to figure it out. The humidor business, I tend to think that the issue is, you know, the baseballs could be identical, but now once you throw in the humidor, that I think is maybe throwing some things out of whack. Also, the balls need to be in the humidor, I think, for 2 weeks in order for them to be, like, balanced. What if they're in there for only a week? Or they're taking it from different sides of the humidor, whatever it may be. Also, you know, we're worried about a humidor now, but in transportation from when it goes from Costa Rica to the manufacturing plant in Washington, Missouri and Rawlings, there's all these different things. So it's going to be a story. It's going to be a story again this year.
I mean, Chris Bassett was also talking about how they're just inconsistent from like inning to inning. So, I mean, you also have to wonder if this has something to do with all of the errors we're seeing. It's just like nonstop errors all over the place this season so far. So I want to keep an eye on this.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, Miles Michaelis said, oh, the solution is just keep throwing the ball out. If you got to throw 10 baseballs out in a row, maybe that will set an example. All right, well, here we go. Let's see who can set the record, an unofficial record of tossing out the most baseballs without throwing a pitch with one. Could happen coming up here soon. It'll be interesting.
You would notice that stat for sure. All right, let's do the next quote, shall we? Put it up on the board. Guys, the GOAT's here. Richie's here. Patrick, who said it?
I have no clue. All right, let's break this down. Is this from a movie? This feels like this would be from a movie.
It's not from a movie. It's from real life.
Okay. Oh man, I'm getting some real Sandlot 3 vibes. Like, I didn't see Sandlot 3, but there's a character named Richie. He's good. It's like Benny. We got Richie. Wow, I want to see if I can figure it out from the silhouette. That silhouette almost looks like John Gray. And that's all I got. Richie, again, is that a Richard? Is that a Rick?
Are you tapping out?
Is Rich Hill on? So maybe it's Boston. I think he signed there. I'm going to just go from the silhouette. That looks like John Gray. I'm going John Gray.
No, you are so incorrect. That is Chris Archer of the Minnesota Twins. All right, so I'm going to tell you this story. Maybe you've heard it, maybe you haven't, but
no.
the twins have a rally goat, like a little plastic goat. There he is! He's hysterical.
What?
Okay, so the Twins had a wild walk-off home run on Tuesday, which I think a lot of people have seen. So that put them at a 5-game winning streak, but two of those wins lately of those 5-game winning streaks have come from really late game misplays that you just really can't explain. Maybe it's the balls. Maybe it's Richie the rally goat. So we don't quite know the origin. We don't quite know exactly where Richie the rally goat came from. All we do know is that he's working and that it might have something to do with a different Gray, Sonny Gray. The consensus is that he might have picked it up at a Barnes & Noble in Kansas City. People have found this goat on Walmart.com and on Amazon.com. So, but Archer did say, we're only going to bring it out when it feels right. We're not going to use him all the time. But the Twins have a rally goat.
Wow. I love that. That makes a lot more sense of the play I saw the other night where the Twins had basically run themselves into a final out. And then the third baseman, all he had to do was he just had to run down the line and almost make a tag, throws it over the third baseman's head. Twins get two runs to win there in Minnesota. And it's all because of a figure that was purchased in a Barnes and Noble in Kansas City. Who's going to Barnes and Noble in Kansas City? Who's going to a Barnes and Noble? Sonny Gray. What's going on, dude?
Fascinated that they're even like still open. No offense to Barnes and Noble, but like bookstores are suffering. We all know this. That's not news. All right, shall we go to the next one?
Yes, but fun fact, I have never said this on the show. I feel very, very confident. I've never said this before. I worked at a Barnes & Noble for about 3 years.
I worked at a Barnes & Noble.
Wait a minute. Susie Hunter from store 1332. No, I don't. Oh, really? This was in New Jersey.
I worked in a cafe. I worked in the fake Starbucks inside of a Barnes & Noble.
When I started having less and less availability with my hours, that's when they put me back in the cafe. Like, I was like an assistant manager. And then I was like, I'm going back to school to get my teaching certificate. All right, well, we'll just make you, you know, a head cashier. And then eventually it was like, I can work like 2-3 days a week. They're like, all right, you're going to be a barista.
Oh, I chose barista life.
It was cool. It was all right. It wasn't bad.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. I worked at the one right by Fenway Park because I've spent quite a lot of time there.
Did you run into Sonny Gray when you were there? he goes to all of them. Apparently that's a thing now.
That would have been amazing.
Maybe that's his thing. Maybe he like literally wants to go to every single one of them or something. Man, this is a story that has a lot of legs.
We need to get a hold of Sonny Gray and ask him some questions about his shopping habits, especially on the road.
I'm ready for another one, but I'm not doing so great. I'm going to give myself half a point for that first one. I feel like I was close to half a point, but I need this one. I need this one.
I mean, I gave you some easy ones and I gave you some tough ones. This one might, I feel like you could get this one. All right, but let's get this next quote on the board.
If I wanted to put someone in the hospital, I easily could. Okay.
Yes. This is a quote from, what was that?
No, go ahead. This is a quote from what?
From today. This is today.
Oh, okay. Well, the silhouette, I have no idea what's happening with this silhouette, which is amazing. It looks like a three French fries clumped together. I don't even
three
know.
Three French fries. So exactly. This is not three French fries disguised as a baseball player. This is a baseball player.
Not a coach. Is it a coach?
It's not a coach. It is an active stubby clap player.
I was going the stubby clap route for taking out Pete Alonso. It does make me think, you know, it is more of the vicious variety. It could have been more of in the joking fashion. If I wanted to put someone in the hospital, I easily could. I'll go with Yoan Lopez. I mean, he threw the pitch to Nolan Arenado. That's what I'll go with.
All right. You are incorrect, but you were in the right. You were in the right clubhouse. It's Pete Alonso said it. Pete Alonso of the New York Mets said this after the big brawl. But yeah, he.
Great pose, too, by the way.
He wants everyone to know that if he really wanted to hurt someone, he could have. That picture is hysterical.
That's again, this is why you need to be watching live on DNVR Sports Channel or to go back and watch it in that way. That's a great one.
My God.
That makes sense.
I didn't even know what to expect with that silhouette because I didn't see that graphic before. But listen, I mean, I believe that Pete Alonso could, you know, really hold his own if he was really going for it. Because you have to remember, he was in a really horrific car accident during spring training and came away unscathed. And I'm like, this guy's a tank. I'm like, I kind of believe that you could.
And polar bears are one of the, like, deadliest animals. I mean, there's never a lot of, like, human polar bear interaction. But you hear it. Like, polar bears are very vicious. Polar bears and hippos, right? One has a game and loves to eat marbles. But polar bears, you just don't mess with them at all. That's why there's no board games with polar bears. You can't joke about it. Marbles or otherwise. Hungry, hungry hippos. Yes. Hippos are the like deadliest animal in the jungle.
I've seen some videos about it. It's scary stuff. All right. Well, we're going to.
Watermelon very easily. Yeah.
We're going to end this on a less scary note. Let's get the last quote up on the board. And we're going to see if Patrick can tell me who said it. We want to be the kind of guys that when we come in, they're looking forward to seeing us. Patrick, who said it?
Huh. All right. Well, in this image, they've got a hoodie on. Mm-hmm. So, but we know pitchers will do that on their off days. You know, some position players as well. We want to be the kind of guys that when we come in, they're looking forward to seeing us. So you're like, okay, well, free agents, you know, hey, when we come in, but you're not talking about all of the free agents in the MLB Players Association. So it's got to be some kind of visiting player, to a stadium. They're looking forward to seeing us. I mean, no one's necessarily looking forward to seeing an opposing team.
No, no one is.
But, you know, looking forward, almost like, you know, looking forward to maybe root against or that they're excited. So I'm feeling some Dodgers Padres vibe. Am I warm?
You're ice cold, man. Oh my God.
All right. Let me look at it from the other perspective then. So I was there, a stubby clap. I should have went the other route. We want to be the kind of guys that when we come in, they're looking forward to seeing us. That's the guy. It's Adam who works on the field crew at Coors Field. He puts the tarp on. I have no idea who said this, Susie.
All right, I will give you this one. Clint Hurdle said it. So Clint Hurdle and Todd Helton held a press conference in Albuquerque the other day. They're working with development, but both said some really nice things. Both seem really excited to be working with the Rockies. But Helton said, what did he say? He said, sometimes it would just be a loving arm put around you, letting you know that everything will be okay. So these guys are just like, hey, we're your people. We're here for you.
Yeah, I love that. You know, ever since Bill Schmidt has taken over, man, he's bringing these special assistants to the general manager, to him, and saying, look, let's do that. Let's bring in these guys back that they've heard a lot about. And even if they haven't, they don't know the story of Clint Hurdle or Todd Helton for the organization. They're going to know, and that's going to raise the bar. And as you said, both those guys, you know, when they kind of come in for a weekend, you could go, it's like the principal being in your classroom, like, uh-oh, you know, the principal wants to see the kids do well. They want to see the kids learn. But you also, as the student, you go, there's a chance I could get in trouble here. They don't want that. They want to say, you know, we used to be in your shoes. We want you to feel better. We want you to be comfortable. We want to be like an older brother in this case. Maybe more like a grandfather surrogate, if you will, in that capacity. So I love it. I love that the Rockies have been able to do that. I thought that was really cool, the little press conference that they had down in Albuquerque. I think that was yesterday, right? Was that Tuesday?
I think it might have been yesterday. It was extremely recent. All the days blend together. You know, time is a construct. Everything's meaningless. But you did such a great job, Patrick.
No, I didn't. I did not. I sounded like I was doing great. Like, oh, man, yeah, no, that's got to be the take. That makes so much sense. Nope, nothing.
You put so much effort into it, though, and that I appreciate it. Plus, it's just nice to be able to stump Encyclopedia Patrick. It's truly an honor for me.
It is. All right. Well, we'll have to come back tomorrow and I'll have to ask you all about the double uniques, you know, players who no one has the same first name or last name. We're going to go through it.
Talking about that in the press box a couple of weeks ago. Oh my gosh. Like people were fascinated. Like they were like, excuse me, what, why is this a thing you know so much about?
It is actually a very fun topic and we'll get a game going to it. To figure that out, we'll make it work. So it's not as painful, and you know you don't have to know what town High Pockets Kelly was born in. It's too obscure. Whereas this, it's relevant. Now we know a little bit more about what's going on in the game of baseball. It's fantastic. Love it. Say what?
Thanks for playing.
I'm here for it. Let us know how you did on social media, or drop us an email, Patrick@thednvr.com. That's my email address. Let me know how you did on that.
Yeah. I'm Susie at the DNVR. If you want to give me any feedback, if you want to tell me how you did,
we love that.
Tell me if you beat Patrick, I'll just like get a kick out of it.
I want to know who did better than I did. Cause I need to know who my replacement is. You know what I mean? It's like you're next. You're on the come up. You know what I mean? I gotta be extra nice to you. You're going to take my job, obviously.
If you beat Patrick in one game on a podcast, you actually are taking over the podcast.
Maybe. You never know. Or you can let us know on social media @DNVR_Rockies. I'm @PatrickDLyons on Twitter.
And I am @TheSusieHunter on all platforms.
Join us on Thursday. We'll have a post-game show on NFL Draft Day. I'm challenging you here, Susie. Can you wear something baseball related that's also football related? I've got my wardrobe ready. I've got my intertwined. I've got a couple things, but I've got one in particular that does relate to baseball and the Broncos.
Interesting. I gotta really look at my closet. So now Brian I'm Jordan.
You have an old Brian Jordan jersey. He did play both sports there. Maybe you do that. Maybe you go Deion Sanders route. See what you can dig up on eBay.
Oh my! I mean, I think an easy one would be a Russell Wilson jersey, but I don't have one yet.
That would work. That's not mine, but that would work. That would get
the job done. Yeah, that would work, but I'm not going to have time to go out tomorrow and get one. So, like, in theory, just, like, no, my intentions were there.
There you go. That's it. And sports authorities are dead all around the country. So, I mean, that's that used to be the spot. Now,
all right,
not so much. Not so much. Although, if you did get a – if you did wear a Let's Ride shirt, which you can find at the dnvrlocker.com, yes. I think that would suffice. I think that would also suffice. So we'll be back live on Thursday for the post game show. Expect that to be 2:45, 3 o'clock, or if it's, you know, a 14 inning game, 5 o'clock. Who knows? We'll see what happens. It's baseball, right?
Baseball is always chaos, but yeah, it's an early game, 11 a.m. Mountain Time. Baseball and breakfast. Let's go.
Let's go. That's right. It's always great. It's always fun. But you know what? Momentum. As they say, it's only as good as tomorrow's podcast. So we'll talk to you then.